Stop what you're doing.
Stop right there.
Okay,
let's go.
You're now tuned into the hottest show on the planet, The Smith Express Show.
Yo, 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 what's poppin'? What's poppin'? It's your boy Smith. We here live on The Smith Express Show. You know what I'm saying? Just knocked down a crazy interview. Got one right now that's even crazier. You know what I'm saying? Been my big partner all the way from Philly, Bill Collector. What's good, my dude?
What's good with you, homie? You already know.
Man, just chilling, my G. Definitely an honor to have you on my show.
Hey, salute, man. I appreciate it, man. Appreciate you having me on the show.
Congrats, G. Hey, Foe just caught a body. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
Man, you know what I'm saying? You got the word you was going to battle with Arsenal. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was it like preparing for it?
I wrote for that nigga, like, 3-4 days before the battle. Yeah, it was like a... I be knowing what I had to say already. I just got ready now.
True.
So it's like, I be knowing what I'm going to say for these niggas before I even accept the battle.
True. Hey, look, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I was just discussing with my man, Sean, you know what I'm saying? One of the things was that, you know what I'm saying, people give credit to New York for birthing hip-hop and that battle rap culture. And if, you know what I'm saying, if New York birthed it, Philly definitely raised it and nurtured it and made it to what it is today. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know where it was birthed at, but I seen the growth of it happen in Philly.
PA,
you know what I'm saying? The whole state. Like, then I started seeing New York, you feel me? I don't know who came first, but I know I seen Philly first, you feel me?
That's facts, though. You know what I'm saying? But, like, Philly battle rap, bro, like, you know what I'm saying, it's different from any other state's battle rap. You feel me? Like, you guys was... You know what I'm saying? Like, aggressive with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, that hunger. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is all we got type thing. You feel me? Like, y'all definitely was passionate about it.
Yeah, that's a fact. Like, I don't know. It's just like it was like a kill or be killed type thing.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Yeah, you had to fight for your life with this
shit. Y'all, I swear to God, making that, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and y'all definitely was making names for yourselves at a young age. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all had that DVD that was kind of big out here called Too Raw for the Streets or something like that.
Yeah, that's a fact. Yeah. That shit that started out on VHS.
That's crazy, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Like, the growth. And, like, how it evolved, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if Philly get all that credit that it deserved, but, you know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas definitely got that history in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's a fact.
Big
fact.
That's
a fact, man. Shout out to Big Star.
Man, so, like, you know what I'm saying? Even bringing it back to you, though, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when was it when you, like, do you remember or recall, like, your age or when you wanted to start battle rapping?
I mean, I just started rapping. Like, battle rap wasn't it just came with it. You feel me? Like, a nigga wanted to spit his verses at you, and you got verses that you had. Like, it wasn't no personalized shit back then. I ain't never want none of this shit. It just happened.
Hey, true. Hey, and that's how it usually be. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how the greats come. You know what I'm saying? When you don't be looking for it, it end up smacking you right there in the face. You feel me? In the face.
Right. That's a fact.
So, you know what I'm saying? But also, salute to you, though, bro, because, you know what I'm saying, you're not just battle rapping. You know what I'm saying? You actually branding yourself out. You actually getting there and, you know what I'm saying, making money behind, you know what I'm saying, not just the bars. You know what I'm saying? You got clothing lines and everything else. You want to speak about that?
Yeah, you know, I got the Angry Bill show jumping. I mean, I switched that up, though, to the Keeping It Bill show. It ain't the Angry Bill show no more. It's the Keeping It Bill show. We on caffeine with it. Come in. We on caffeine with it. YouTube.
Come back later or tomorrow.
All right. on caffeine with it, YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Got everything jumping up to Instagram, got the merch jumping, shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, fucking coffee mugs, socks, leggings, fucking blankets, pillows, backdrops. I got everything, man.
Hey, folks going crazy. That's what's up, man. That's hey, I salute.
We got the cookies jumping.
That's what's up. You got an official website that, you know what I'm saying, you can shout out, or, you know what I'm saying, how can they get a hold of you?
They can follow me on Instagram at Bill Collector PA and click the link in the bio. It's going to take you to all things. And you can just choose. Once you click that link, it's going to pull up like a whole fucking shopping mall of Bill Collector, from battles to music videos to all my new shit to the merch to everything. Everything right there.
That's dope. So you know what I'm saying? Like you pretty heavy with the battle rap. Is there any dream battle raps you'd like to see happen?
Maybe like Daylight versus Lux or some shit. I don't even know if I want to see that. Lux be burning me the fuck out. Nah, not really, bro.
What about you? Like, is there any battles you want to take on next, or do you got your next opponent yet? Or
yeah, like maybe me and Daylight. Yeah.
That'd be dope.
Yeah, that'd be alright. I feel like I
joined
the
spot
right there.
Yeah, real shit. Like that'd be dope.
Yeah.
So like, yeah. What about like on the music? Like, you know what I'm saying? How's that going? You know what I'm saying? I see you got the bars. Hey, because not a lot of battle rappers, you know, like how people say, like, battle rappers can't make songs and battle rappers don't sound right on a beat. Like, my G, you definitely be heating shit up.
Yeah, I feel like that era is over. Because now, like, all battle rappers make music and these niggas make good music. Twerk just dropped a project. I just dropped some new shit. Av just dropped a project. Ace Amin just dropped some new shit. Like, niggas make music, man. So it's like, that day and age over. That's Murder Mook and them that fucked it up for us. But that niggas can't make music shit, because them niggas was trash. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we make good music, man. I just dropped a new song and video. It's called Rap Niggas. It's out on all platforms. Check that out. I've been promoting that all on my gram and everything. Yeah, anybody that say battle rappers can't make music and they can't make songs and all that, they a Murder Mook fan, or they a Loaded Lux fan, or one of them old niggas fans. And yeah, we not them niggas, bro.
On me, bro. Hey, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely a different breed. You know what I'm saying? I could definitely agree on that.
Yeah, cause them niggas ass on beat.
Alright,
we ain't them niggas.
Yeah, hey, so like, you know what I'm saying? Like, battle rapping then and battle rapping now, like, how do you feel about it? Like, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely changed a lot. Battle rapping then to now, you can see the big difference. You know what I'm saying?
Battle rap then was battle rap. Battle rap now is, I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah, I mean, like, I think it's more commercialized now, more so, you know what I'm saying, than it was back then. Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, this shit weird as shit, bro.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
It's weird and everything.
Yeah, it's crazy, because
the rappers weird, the media weird, everybody weird. I'm on the internet, bro.
Do you think...
I'm gonna jump on with you in a second.
All right. Do you think with the social media, like, you know what I'm saying, the platforms and all, you think that probably had a hand in it, or it's just in general?
The internet in general, of course the internet had a hand in it. The internet came and made everything bubblegum. Anything that was remotely real or remotely raw and uncensored, the internet came along and made it unraw and super censored. Anything that was super tough back in the day, Yeah, okay, they battle rapping over there. Them niggas might get the rumbling and shooting and all. Nah, this shit's super pussy now. That's what the internet do. The internet create the... It come through, and it create a parallel universe like Danny Myers be saying, and it turn everything backwards. It make a nerd gangster. It make the gangster look like a noodle. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hey.
Gangster on the internet look stupid.
That's big facts.
You know what I mean? Now you got these nerds who look like they some real niggas because they cooking this gangster nigga on the internet because he don't know what he doing. You know what I'm saying? And now anybody can battle rap now. You got Lil Peter, the winner of the fucking science fair over here spitting bars at you, and because he got a little flow and he funny a little bit, he got a little cadence, he gets some crowd reaction. And he ain't your face barking at you all the gangster shit you gonna do after you just got done doing for 5-6 years of state. You just came home and you just trying to change your life amidst battle rap. Now you got Lil Peter over here, the science club champion, telling you how he gonna shoot you in the face.
Hey, and that's definitely facts, though. The internet gave people opinions that shouldn't even, you know what I'm saying, made their opinions matter when it ain't shit. You feel me? I'm already knowing.
The internet and battle rap gave a bunch of pussies a platform to say what they want.
That shit real, bro. I definitely agree with you on that. Cause back then, it was like, you know what I'm saying, no matter if it was a camera or not, if it was a battle rap, no matter where you was at, you had to get down. You feel me?
Man, you at least had to be on point because it wasn't a sweet situation.
Yeah, true.
Nowadays, you gotta be fly to go to a battle
rap. Oh yeah, you right. That's what. Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, and I definitely agree with you on that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like me traveling, like, you know what I'm saying? I do the music thing too, and you know what I'm saying? Detroit and Philly, it's like they take you as you are, as long as you got that talent. You feel me? They don't care what you wearing. They don't care what shoes you got. You could be a whole.
Nah, that's over, man. Fuck it. Not listening to me. Nowadays, you gotta be fly to put on a fucking, to get on the battle rep. The battle rep, to be at the battle rep event, you gotta be fly. I don't know what city or state you in. Ain't nobody excusing that shit, you hear me? Nobody. Niggas will fry you. Come to Philly like that, niggas gonna be cooking on you. You come to Chicago like that, niggas gonna be pulling on you. You go to Detroit, they gonna be clowning on you. You hear me? Like, it don't matter where you at, man. You gotta be fly now at battle rep event. You gotta look your A1 best. I remember back in the day, man, you put fucking, yo, we going to this battle rep event. All right, cool. I'm putting sweats and sneaks on in case a nigga want to get busy. Like, you go to them joints on go. Now niggas like, damn, I was, bitches gonna be at the battle, then I'm gonna pop a bottle, man, see my nigga put the jewelry on. What?
That shit crazy. But you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? It was back then, you know what I'm saying? That was like that, though. But, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just, like, I like that whole, you know what I'm saying, take you as you are as long as you had talent type thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Philly was like that at one point in time.
At one point. For a second.
Yeah.
But this one of the main areas where niggas will fry you if you ain't looking right.
True. I'm already knowing. I'm already.
Get on your ass if you ain't
I'm already knowing. So, like, you know what I'm saying? What's next for you? You know what I'm saying? Like, continuing the merch. You know what I'm saying? You got the merch popping off. Any acting gigs or, you know what I'm saying, big shit popping off?
That's exactly what's next. TV. That's the main focus right now.
That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely what's up. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what's some of your inspirations, though? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, for you to do what you do.
Shit, man. My family. These kids. These bills.
On me. I'm already knowing.
My support team. My supporters. I wouldn't say the fans as much, because they come and go. They're not real. The supporters, they've been there, stay there.
Big facts. I definitely agree.
That's the motivation at the moment, the support, the family. kids. And the fact that they still, you know, still sleeping.
Man, that's crazy. So, like, you know what I'm saying? Do you plan on touring, like, once this quarantine is up?
I mean, we're going to see what's in store. You feel me? I'm a little skeptical about moving around too many motherfuckers at the moment, but we're going to see what's in store.
That's what's up. Because, you know what I'm saying? I hear in the Chicagoland area, they just starting to open up everything slowly for surely.
Yeah. Hopefully, shit going to get back to normal. Before the year is out.
You know what I mean? Like, 2020 was definitely a crazy rocky year for everyone.
Yeah, very, very
bad years. You know what I'm saying? Even on the, with the whole president, the political issues, you feel me? That shit was
crazy. That whole shit is a fiasco.
That shit was crazy.
That shit is a whole rat race.
That's class. Man, and you know what I'm saying? What happened?
I said that shit a big ass circus.
Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? And there's so many people get sucked into that. You know what I'm saying? Really, you know what I'm saying? Trying to pick sides, and it's like, it's crazy, because at the end of the day, they, you know what I'm saying, it ain't as deep as what people trying to make it seem. You know what I'm saying? But motherfucker, they rallying motherfuckers up like. The last four years, bro, ain't been nothing but severe hatred, bro. Racism at its peak in years.
That racism ain't come out of nowhere. That shit's been here. It's just on camera now.
Nah, you know what I'm saying? Like, but as far as them within recent years, it's my time, you know what I'm saying, our time, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, like, that they bolder than ever. You know what I'm saying? If it was racism back then, motherfuckers a shade around the beat around the bush with it. You feel me? It's more in your face now than more than ever.
Yeah, they made them people bold.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Because that capital issue, you know what I'm saying? That right there, let them know what it is from the jump. They definitely made a statement on that one.
Facts.
Man, it's definitely dope to have you on my show, though, bro. For real, for real.
Man, I appreciate you, man. You already.
That's love, y'all. So, shit, you know what I'm saying? Hey, but before, you know what I'm saying, we wrap it up or whatnot, you know what I'm saying? For those that's trying to get in the game, rap game, battle game, is there any encouraging words?
Yeah. Don't take advice from nobody. That's the advice I can give a nigga. Don't take advice from nobody. Do your own shit. Do your own thing, man. You don't want to take advice from nobody, because they path not your path.
That's
real. They karma not your karma.
That's real. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I was just speaking on that, because you know what I'm saying? No two routes in life are the same. Will work for somebody may not work for you.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
That's real talk, though. So, hey, what's it called? So, like, hey, but before you dip, though, hey, plug your social media and your new single, Rap Niggas.
Yeah, man, follow me up. Pretty much everything at Bill Collector PA. Except for Twitter, because they don't fuck with me like that. So it's PA Bill Collector on Twitter. Sam. Subscribe to the YouTube. YouTube.com/Bill Collector TV. Follow me on Caffeine, Bill Collector PA. I'm lit, man. New single out, Rap Niggas, is everywhere. All platforms, video out right now on YouTube. YouTube.com/Bill Collector TV. And, man, I'm around like 3 minutes plus crowd reaction.
That's what's up, bro. That's what's up, dude. Salute, man. Definitely on your grind, you know what I'm saying?
Always.
Man, for real. But, all right, my G. Hey, I'm definitely, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to work, you feel me? Oh, what's it called? I'm going to shoot you some text messages and shit, let you know what it is, all right? All
right, bet.
You know what I'm saying? We're going to set it up.
Bet. bet.
All right, bet, boss. Yo, there you have it. Dope interview with the big partner, Bill Collector. PA definitely killed it. He just caught a body, just murked Arsenal, you know what I'm saying? You already know what it is, man. Go follow big homie, Bill Collector, PA. New single, Rap Niggas, is out right now on all streaming platforms, you know what I'm saying? But he definitely getting it in. And you know what I'm saying? There you have it. Smith signing out on the Smith Express Show. Let's get it. Yeah.